Blog Talk Radio.
You, man, you already know what the fuck this is. PSA motherfucking radio, my bro Dre, Free Letterman, what is good, my G?
Chumbo, what's good, my nigga? We out here, man. PSA motherfucking podcast.
We out here, man. We out here, bro. You already know what the fuck this is, man. It's crazy. Yo, we got a major guest coming on. By the way, what's the first four?
Mm-hmm. Hold on. I'll tell you right now. Hold on. Tell Timbo, 1 second. It should be 917287.
Okay, cool.
You know what I mean? All right, he's coming. No, he's coming at 8:50, 9 o'clock. We good. We doing Sharon and Tayvon.
It's about to get crazy. Yo, it's about to get ill right now, bro. Yo, Dre, hold on 1 second. I'm gonna make a 2 second phone call. All right, I'm gonna come right back on.
All right.
Hold on. Yo. See, we got the guest.
We're recapping Tayvok and Sharon first, remember?
Oh, that's right. We got a recap to do, ladies.
That's what I'm saying. Right.
Straight off of UW, the battle has dropped. We've been hearing about this one for a minute now. But let's get into it. As always, I hope everybody out there has their popcorn ready. He's about to get into this breakdown. My bro Dre, what'd you think of this battle? Tay Rock versus Sharon breakdown. What'd you think?
Timbo, remember when we did a recap?
Uh-oh.
And we interviewed Rock also. And I don't remember if people remember out there. Go back to me and Timbo's interview and even the breakdown of the battle before they battled. I specifically said to Timbo and everybody out there that, Rock, yes, you're my top five. Yes, you are that dude. But Sharon is not a slouch. I don't give a fuck if he wears a white sweater that looks like his grandma made a knit for him before the battle. And none of that shit matters. This dude is a very dangerous person for many reasons. He can rhyme. He can rebuttal. And that's both dangerous qualities. Now, it's safe to say, after the Hitman Shug, this was probably the second grudge match on the high stakes card, Timbo.
Yeah, I would definitely say so.
A lot of shit talking before the battle, a lot of fingers before this battle popped off, my G. Round one, Tay Rock sets it off. Talked about Sharon's relationship with Pat Stane. The line was cool. The Peter Guns line, thought I was all right. The Ottawa Disney line, that was cool. The Pity Pat line, that was cool. Timbo, is it me, or throughout this whole battle, and every round, if you notice, Tay Rock was mentioning Pat Stay's name. Now, is that maybe a battle that's brewing on the low that we don't know about? Because, my nigga, he mentioned Pat's name a lot.
I was thinking the same shit. Like, yo, is this a precursor? Is this battle already going to work? This and that. I'm not going to lie, Dre. I wouldn't mind seeing this battle, bro, at all.
Hell yeah. No question.
Mostly, let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. I think it'll push Rock's pen, but not only that, I think it'll really push Pat also.
Mm. And I think that's a good look for both cats.
I do too.
If they were to battle, Timbo, the reason I say that, Tim, you got Rock, who people would say the face of URL, and people would say even though Rome might be the champion, that King of the Dot, that's cool, Rome. But let's be real, my nigga, we think of King of the Dot. Your name really doesn't really come to my mind. I got to go with Pat Stay first. Timmy Disaster, like the first cat that pop in my brain when I think of King of the Dot. You know what I mean?
Completely agree.
What he said, I was in school with pussies like you, and they was all geeks. When I wanted my homework done, I kind of gave them a hard speech. Like, if all my answers wrong, get fucked up. But if you get them right, you get to buy me lunch all week. That was all right, Rock. I'm feeling that a little bit. What about the shot that he took at Shine? I thought that was kind of wild. But that's expected. You let a nigga that slapped niggas ass leave a handprint on your soft cheek. That was all right. The toy Cracker Jack line was solid. The Canadian Bacon line was okay. The Black China line was all right. Solid round by Rock. He had stuff here and there. Still about Rock's first round, my G.
I had some good shit here and there, like you said. There were some good spots, but I'm not going to lie. There were some dry spots in his round. As the expression goes, Dre, it was a good round. It was a solid round, but it was beatable.
It was beatable.
beatable round.
Round one. Gosh, and I hated your fucking sweater, my nigga. God, I hated that shit. Jesus, man. The David Goliath line was solid. The Ronald Reagan playing Rock in the Hood line was cold. The Think I'm Scared of a Calico line, that was tough. How you being acted, Howard Cal, when Rock and Cal battle, and Rock said, I am not Pat Steve. And then Sharon did that shit. I thought that shit was solid. You don't need to grab the pump. You have enough gas. People do say Rock you my nigga, but people do say there's a gas station by your name. I fucks with you, Rock. I just call it what it is, my nigga.
That was a nice bar. Straight up, I liked it.
That was nice. The Ronda Rousey line, that was cold. I'm blacking, so you can't play the race card. I did like that. He said, you want to see a case shine in the Austin Eclipse? I'll bring you to my graveyard. Some shit like that. That shit was hard. Son. When Sharon took the Jadakiss rhymes and said, but those are my bars, I'm not saying them right. I just want to spit a Jadakiss verse before Shook does later tonight. That shit shook the whole fucking room. Yo. Sharon. Jesus, man. Very clever. And I thought that was a haymaker, man. Just because I'm white, you think I like rock music? I like that shit. I'm not going to hold you. The crowd seemed to be rocking, no pun intended, with Sharon more than rocking the first round. Now, I'm not going to crowd reaction, but I'm just throwing a caveat out there. Here you got a Canadian white dude coming to the hood of Jersey, battling a gun bar dude, and I just felt, keeping it real, that the crowd was fucking with Sharon a little bit more than rocking that first round. Timbo, talk to me. Who you got first?
I completely agree with you on that. It felt like they were really rocking with him a little bit more. Plus, I think Sharon had much less dry spots in his round. And I think that's another reason why the crowd was going with him, because Rock went first and there was a few more dry spots in Sharon's round. So I thought the crowd, you know, that was one of the reasons, too. Of the reason that they were going Sharon. But I got Sharon 1-0 after the first, for sure.
I got to agree with you, fam. I got Sharon winning round one. Now, I don't want niggas talking. I don't like the word preference because, listen, if it's preference, I'm going to like this shit Rock say more than Sharon. That's just being real. But if we just fuck the preference, shit, bullshit, we just talking about rhymes, I'm listening to niggas, I got to go with Sharon round one, man. I just do. Now, we've seen this, Timo, numerous times. Rock, occasionally, he'll give you a round where he just, you know, he's jabbing a little bit. He ain't really going for the knockout punch. But we've known him to really go hard in the second rounds. We've seen it against Arsenal. Yeah. We've seen it against Ill Will. We've seen it against DNA. We've seen it against Clips. We've seen it against Brist. We see it all the time. So I think Rock knew he had to turn up in this round because Sharon had the people rock on him in the first round, Timbo. The party mix crackers line was cold. The cheese and crackers line was all right. Show up to his door, our nigga knock. That was all right. This ain't communion, so we got crackers and grapes juice in them. A lot of cracker flips in this shit, Rock. Some of them hit me. Some of them was all right. I'm going to keep it real. Like I said, Rock known for turning up and getting disrespectful in the second round. You know, he's going to mix in the gun bars. And I think he knew he had to be more animated. When I say animated, be more jokeful, because I think in this battle, Rock was trying to accommodate what he thought Sharon was going to do more than what Sharon was going to accommodate to what Rock does, in my opinion. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
The only time you had 100 bullets on your side was in your 2-on-2. That was dope. I'm going to fuck up Rock's chances of getting hollow. That's only going to increase your chance of getting a real one. That shit was speed, my nigga. I'm not gonna hold you.
Yeah, that was fire.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
I gotta say, I like Rock's second round way more than I like his first round. What's up about Rock's second round, my G?
I thought it was much better. Like you said, the intensity, the aggressiveness, and like you said, he got a little bit witty in that one. So it was way better than his first round. I was fucking with it heavy.
Yeah, heavy. Round two, Sharon Rebuttal, the cracker line. Sharon Rebuttal, the communion cracker and a mouth line. I thought that shit was cold. The talked about Rock's Amityville line that he said against Amity. That's Nash line by Sharon. I really wasn't feeling that Sharon. I gotta keep it tall. The Thomas Edison line was straight. I thought some of Sharon's lines, though, I ain't going to front, though. As much love he got in that first round, crowd didn't really see him rock with him too much in the second round. He didn't really go hard like he did in the first round, but some rhymes, I think, Timbo, he was saying was getting slept on. You know what I'm saying? But one thing about Sharon that is dangerous when you battle him is he'll crack on himself. And when he does that, it's very effective because he makes fun of himself all the fucking time. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Round two, I'm leaning towards Rock, Timbo. What you got? Edge and Rock, I'm leaning towards Rock in a second. What you got?
I got the same thing. Rock seemed a lot more comfortable in the second round, too. Sharon was, you know, it's like we said about Rock's first round. It was hit and miss. There were some dry spots, like you said, even if they were a little bit slept on. But I definitely got Rock the second round, 1-1 going into the third.
Now, round three, Tay Rock. When Rock told Sharon, when you battle Osh, you pulled out a great flag. So do it now. We're in front of these grapes here. And then Sharon was like, nope, I'm not even doing that, bro. I'm not even pulling out no flag. I don't want no issues with that in Jersey. I'm good. The arm slapped the uterus out of your lips. That was all right. The Honey I Shrunk the Kids line was solid. Once again, Rock seemed to go at Pat Stay, man. Again, in these rounds and shit. Damn it, every round. You know? And I thought the coldest line by Rock in this round, Timbo, was when he said, the docs won't be able to repair you. I put a gash in his head. The whole wound would scare you. When I finish, he can't fit his hat. I call that leaving no room for error. Woo! Woo! That was me. That was me.
That was nice.
The Sharon Stone line was cold. The Macaulay McCocker line was all right. Solid round by Rock. Here's a question I got for you, Timbo. Do you think Rock's rounds would have been more appreciated and received more, where it shouldn't matter anyway, on a URL stage? If he took those three rounds and the shit he spit on URL stage, do you think the fans go a little bit more crazy? Because it seemed like Rock was like, yo, niggas are sleeping on me. You know what I mean?
Like, I'd like to say no, because I'd like to think that all crowds try to be, you know, as unbiased as possible. But come on, man. We all know the answer to this question. The fucking absolutely. Not only that, they would take a little bit longer to, I would say, warm up to Sharon, too. They would make him rap longer and do a little bit more, I feel. Especially when he's going against Rock. That's just my opinion.
No, I agree with you, brother. I agree with you. But here's the question I asked you to rebuttal that. Do you think they would, being that Sharon's already battled on URL already? He's been on the URL stage already. He's been battled Shug. Like,
that's
he's
true.
Gonna be
he might have already
blah, blah, blah. I feel you, though.
Yeah, you're right.
Right.
You're right. No. I think you hit it. I think that's correct. They might have, you know, they might be a little bit more warmed up to him, but for sure, Rock's lines would have been more well received on that stage. Sure. No question.
Round three, Sharon rebuttals the Macaulay McCarker line. Sharon damn near was rebutting some of Rock's material. And that shit ain't hard. That shit is not easy to do when you're sitting there rebutting some shit. Some niggas say that you hear what he said, and you're like, okay, I got a quick rebuttal. This nigga's rhyming for 3 minutes, and Sharon's sitting there like, all right, I'm going to rebuttal this. I'm going to rebuttal that.
Yeah.
I'm going to rebuttal this. And then get back into my writtens to the shit that I was. That shit is not easy to do, my nigga.
That's hard to do.
For
right
real.
Hard to do.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
You know what? That's when people choke. That's when people choke right there.
Facts. The rock, paper, scissors game line, that shit was nice, my nigga. Even Rock said, damn, I actually like that. You said that shit clear as day. Rock, I came out Rock's mouth, boss. And one thing about Sharon, man, like I said, man, talk about him. Oh, he's talking about fucking Rock's girl and the baby coming out and Rock saying that's light. I thought that shit was cold. The whole, you know what rhymes with that's light, you get pimped out by Smack White. That whole angle that Sharon was saying to Rock, I'm not going to lie, my nigga, that shit was kind of tough. That shit was kind of tough.
Yeah.
The delete post Rock had, then Sharon said, it got deleted quicker than a Surf gun charge. Even, did you see Surf's face when Sharon said that, my nigga?
Yeah.
Surf was looking like, ooh, he had a jazz face. But, he couldn't even front on that. And that's his gun title brother on stage. He couldn't front on that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Timbo, man, I got to keep it real, my G. And a lot of you niggas, I'm seeing a lot of bullshit going on Twitter, man. Seeing a lot of, listen, I know battle rap is all opinionated sport. But some of you niggas is biased. Let's keep it real. You don't like Sharon. You think he's a kiki white boy, this, that, and the third. My niggas, I got Sharon winning this shit 2-1. I got round one, Sharon. Round two, Rock. And I got round three, Sharon, Timbo.
2-1. I got the same thing. I wish people would just call it unbiasedly, but that's not even saying nothing bad about Rock. I mean, it's 2-1. It's okay. You know what I mean? I think people tend to blow this shit. I'm not saying Rock at all or any rap. I'm just saying even the fans, they like blow this shit out of proportion sometimes. But, yo, Rock's a fucking vet. Yo, whether people want to – Rock's a fucking vet. Sharon's a vet, I feel. And it was a good battle. So 2-1 Sharon, I got
right. They already got 135,000 views already. Shout out to them cats. You know what I'm saying? But I got Sharon winning, and I know Tay Rock got his mind on Hollow the Don. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait to see that when that happens and shit. But
shout out to
it was a good battle.
Battle's out now. You dub Sharon versus Tay Rock. Go check that shit out, man. Shout out Ray Swag. Shout out Ars. It's up now. Let's go. Let's get it. Now, coming up, we got Guest of Honor. They're going to be calling in pretty soon.
Yes, I just hit them right now.
Hoffa. Dre. Mass Hoffa on the show today.
Yeah. Yeah. And I want to have every time we interview Timbo, I don't really want to say, oh, we're going to have a real talk. That's just an easy thing to say. But I think I'd emphasize this tonight. We're about to have some real talk. Like, I got some questions, Sway. I got some questions, Sway. You know what I'm saying? Got some questions, man.
That's about the answer.
Yeah, he should be calling from a 917 number, he told me, Timbo.
Okay.
And I just hit him right now and was like, yo, call up and shit, my G. We gotta chop this up right quick, my G.
Chop this table up.
Yeah, we got to. We got to. Yeah, I can hit him right now, so I said call him right now, so let me see if that's a call.
Let's see what he says, Yes, sir.
What's up? You see a 917 number on the board?
I'm waiting. Nothing right now.
No.
It's cool. We'll give him a minute.
Ah, you can't be on that bullshit, my nigga. I spoke to you twice today, bro. Let's go, man. I just spoke to you before the show started.
It's all good. Let's wait. Let's Yeah, man, but fucking shout out Rock, shout out Sharon. What other battles got to drop at that time, too.
What's that?
We're going to see what other battles are going to drop. Yo, Dre, give me 2 seconds, or I'm going to make a phone call before Matt comes on.
Yo, but hold on. All right.
Yo,
make sure you look for Matt, though,
no.
If you see him.
I'm looking at it right now. I'm going to switch over right when Matt gets on. All right. Hold on. Yo, we're going to get the guest on right now, calling in. Let's get him on the show, baby. Let's go. Matt Hoppa, what's good?
Peace. What it is?
Peace. Hoppa, what's good, my nigga?
I'm chilling, my nigga. Can't complain.
How's the family, first off?
Busting ass right now. Thank you. I'll take that. Good looking.
What you mean you busting ass?
Yeah.
What you mean?
You know, I got a little car game going right now. You know what I'm saying? Busting ass.
You wanna elaborate on that, sir?
Nah, I'm going to keep it low. I'm trying to rub it in. You know what I'm saying? But I'm clean right now.
You sound far away, man. Are you somewhere far? Can't hear you that good.
Oh, nah. Hey, right, boy. What's up?
No, I just want to make sure you clear. That's all. Now, Matt, you my guy, and I just feel, you know, I would like to have a respectful conversation with you if that's possible.
You know what? I think throughout the years I've proved that, you know, I don't disrespect nobody unless I feel disrespected. So,
nah, you know, and me and
you.
You know
what I mean?
Yeah. All right. Let's just get into the battle right quick. You and Show Off happened, right? I gotta be real with you. You niggas been asking me, yo, Dre, yo, 3-letter man, you gotta holler at Math. All right, he's here now. We're gonna have this conversation. Math, what did you take from the battle, you and Show Off, my nigga?
Yo, I got a DM from his ex-wife saying thank you. That's all I needed. All I needed.
What you mean?
I said I got a DM from his ex-wife saying thank you. All I needed.
Yo, hold on, my nigga. Hold on. His ex-wifey hit you and told you thank you?
Yes.
What is she thanking you for, man?
People can say whatever the fuck they want to say. Look, man, it is what it is, man. It is what it is.
Man, what you mean it is what it is, my nigga?
What you mean? What you want me to say, man? Math, let me tell you something.
I'm going to be real with you, my nigga. Here's what the streets are saying. This is what the streets are saying from fans
infamous
bloggers.
Let's get it clear.
All right. Let's get it clear.
What the streets are saying?
I'm sorry?
Oh.
No, get it, man. Say it again.
Motherfucker.
Math.
All right, y'all niggas just threw me off my game, man. Y'all just threw me off my game. But, yeah, let's be clear. Is it what the streets are saying, or is it what the fucking internet is saying? Because this is...
Nigga, but Math, some of the niggas street niggas be on the internet, my nigga. Come on, fam. We talk the battle rap community. How about that?
Let's get to what the fucking internet has been saying.
Okay,
let's go.
The battle rap community is saying, my nigga, Math, you lost 3-0 to Show Off when people are waiting for Math to get back to Math Hoffa, my nigga.
That's not what people are saying. That's
what are they saying to you, Math?
The response I've been getting.
What's the response you've been getting, Math?
They're saying, yo, keep speaking that real shit. Shout out to Pat State. Pat State hit me up. He was like, yo. Keep spitting that real shit. Fuck what these niggas talking about.
But Matthew wasn't really spitting that real shit like you usually do on this particular battle. You was going to Bati Man lyrics for 3 rounds.
Bati Man DM,
Listen, I can appreciate the Buju Banton math. I can appreciate the Buju Banton boom bop by the ball, my nigga. I can. You feel me? I can. But we just gotta talk about this, man. You laughing, my nigga. Yeah. It's really not funny. My nigga, you let Shaw beat you 3-0.
I don't
like
believe
it was nothing.
That. I don't
man.
Believe that though, man. I don't believe that.
You think you think all right, you think you won that battle?
Math,
you think you won that battle?
Yes.
Math, you really fucking think you won that battle, my nigga?
Yes. Yes, man, I believe
how?
It.
How? Math, how?
Yo, like I said, man, you gotta go off of whatever you think your personal preference is. Your personal preference is you like when niggas spit the truth, when niggas spit facts or whatever. It's what it is.
Math, it's a bully battle, my nigga. It was a bully battle.
It's not a bully
battle. The battle's cringeworthy.
It is not a fucking bully battle. It's not a bully battle.
How is it
bro.
Not
just
when it's being promoted
it.
Is that,
just
Math?
Because I'm in it, don't make it a fucking bully battle, bro.
So, Math, you don't. All right, it seems to me you didn't like the fact that it was labeled. Or a bully battle. When every battle had a little label behind it, though, man. Every battle. Craig Lamar.
It was the bully boxy battle. That's what it was. The bully boxy battle.
But, man, you don't think you wasted your rounds where I know where you could write real shit for three. But, man, you lasted, my nigga. Come on, son.
Yo,
Mark, hell,
look,
man.
Look, man. Everything can be explained in a couple of months, man.
But man, this battle can't be explained in a couple months, my nigga. I picked you to win this battle. Going into this battle, with Sean was like, "Yeah, three letter man word." You picking Matt? Yeah, my nigga, I'm picking Matt. I'm picking Matt 2-1.
No man, well, hey man, what you want me to say, bro? You feel like I?
Well, math. I don't math. Let me be honest with you about something, my nigga. When Lux, hold on, my nigga. Let's have some real talk, man. When Lux and Mook. When Lux, Mook, X Factor, even Rex Early in Times and shit, when Smack was doing the DVD going hood for hood, when they decided, when Smack and Beasley decided to stop fucking with the hood and just concentrate on battle rap, the first main event was you and fucking T Rex with fucking Deacon Frost and Big T and Cortez and X Factor. You and Rex set this shit off, my nigga. I don't think you be understanding that sometimes. That y'all set this shit off. It wasn't Lux. Yeah, they was the pioneers. But the URL brand, before Smack had the it was you, my nigga. You dusting off your Timbs for Randy and shit, my nigga. What's
well,
good?
You telling the wrong nigga. You need to call them niggas to tell them that. Not me.
Math, if you get in math, my nigga, you're getting, my nigga, first of all, you're battling nondescript niggas we don't give a fuck about. You're a legend in this shit. We don't give a fuck about you battling Luciano Crack and Dialect, my nigga. You, in my opinion, I'm feeling
yeah,
like Matt
see,
battle
that,
show
that's
off.
Where I got to beg to differ, my nigga, because when I touch down in fucking Canada or fucking London, I get love.
But, Matt, that love, my
so,
nigga, that's
so
global
you
love.
Care not, whether you care or not is kind of irrelevant, my nigga, because there's somebody that cares. You know what I'm saying?
No, Matt, I'm not saying I don't care, my nigga. I'm not saying I ain't disrespecting you like that, bro. Not at all. I'm saying, yes, you're getting global love in UK. But what about the crib at the crib? Niggas is saying this
look,
shit is
man.
Cringeworthy, man. Niggas is questioning
look,
your hunger, my nigga.
Alright, they questioning my hunger, man. And hey, what can I say about it, man? Can I say? I mean, I've had bad days, but what do you want me to say?
But man, if you coming off a T-top battle, man, if you coming off a T-top battle where the battle community was like, listen. Matt
no,
had
I'm
seed.
Coming off of fucking Luciano Crack and Dialect. That's
but Matt, that's the thing though.
But Matt, why do y'all keep classifying this shit as this battle count, this battle don't count, this battle don't count? And you know what's fucked up? Had I lost to them niggas, it would have been a fucking conversation, right?
All right, you're absolutely
just
right.
For the 100, man.
No, you're right. You're
I get phone
right,
calls
Matt.
When I lose. I don't get no phone calls when I win. What's up with that?
But Matt. Let me tell you why. Yeah, listen. I hate to use a basketball analogy, but when you beat in the fucking Minnesota Timberwolves, that's cool. You get props for that. But I'm looking at it like this, Mass. You're battling Showoff, a nigga that's a face of RBE. Would you not want to chop his fucking head off?
I mean, like I said, bro, like, what do you... I don't know what y'all took from that, man. Battle rap is about disrespect. If it's just about the bars, then shit, anybody can write bars. Anybody can watch a battle and just copycat somebody else's flow or copycat somebody else's style or whatever. When you're saying something personal to somebody, like, why that shit don't count no more? I don't get that.
But, Math, it's more than that, my nigga. Like, niggas is like, yo, Math getting mad on stage. Like, niggas is saying, why you getting mad when niggas is rhyming and you turning your back and then getting mad at Shark when he's getting in your face and saying certain things when you know it's a bully battle?
First of all, there was a lot of things cut out of that footage.
Oh, okay.
There was a lot of shit cut out of that footage. So I'm not even going to, it's whatever, man. The battle world is what it is. It is what it is. It's like when I battled Suge, and niggas kept the part where Suge said, oh, you acting like a whole-ass nigga. But they edited the fucking part where I gave him the people's elbow and he fell back on his people's. Shit is corny, bro. Shit is fucking corny.
But, man, if you don't think if you taking Show Off out and niggas seeing that, you taking that shit serious?
All right, what I just said to you, that don't mean something?
Of course it does, my nigga. It
all
does
right,
mean something, man.
Why we not talking about that? Why we just bypass that? Like, you know what? Yo, honestly, my nigga, I think niggas is just trying to come up on you. So if you take a check for niggas or whatever, and it is what it is, it is what it is. Because at the end of the day, niggas going to edit the footage. They're going to do whatever they can.
Always edit out, man. After the heckling, I understand. Because Shorty in the fucking front was goddamn annoying. You dig what I'm saying? But, Matt, we're talking about this shit that we're seeing on live camera. Like, you're turning your back when Show Off is rhyming. Show Off did the same thing, too. Don't get me wrong. When you're rhyming, he did the same thing, too. And I had a problem with that. But then it seemed like you're getting agitated. When niggas is battling, just a battle, you ain't sure ain't going to swing on no. Y'all ain't taking no. And listen, even Hands, my nigga, Hands, your man. Your man, Hands. I heard him in the background say, yo, y'all niggas just rap, man. Keep it rap. Just rap.
Why? He wasn't saying it to me.
That's to you, man. That's to both of y'all niggas, though. It's like, come on, man. Y'all niggas.
That shit was funny
Mad
to me.
Extra.
I don't know. Did y'all niggas miss the part where I was smiling on the stage? Did y'all miss
the part when you clapped hands and you said, y'all want a bully battle, right? Y'all want a bully battle, right? You was playing chess. You was playing chess. I understand.
All right, then. Give me my fucking respect and stuff. Start acting like I wasn't doing what I was doing. Come on, man.
I am paying attention.
Look, anytime
my nigga,
battle,
the Knicks
bro,
game.
Anytime I battle, it seems like people are not listening for what the fuck I'm saying. They're listening for. They're looking at what's gonna happen. Think what I'm saying? It's corny. It's fucking.
But
corny.
Math, you spend most
like,
of the time
bro,
talking about him being a faggot, though,
time.
My nigga.
I'm gonna just tell niggas suck my dick. That's it.
But Math, you spent half your rounds talking about this nigga being a faggot, my nigga.
All right, what you want me to talk about?
Give me some rounds you did against Iron Solomon. Give me some rounds you did against fucking Disaster. Give me some rounds you did against fucking Chilla, my nigga. That's what we want, my nigga. We fuck with you, bro. That's why I'm passionate.
Like, one
I fuck
of my
with
rounds
you.
Would still get the rounds you just brought up would still be to drive home a point. All of them.
You didn't drive a point in this battle, man.
A point, bro. You can't.
Do you think you drove a point in this battle?
Rounds. What's the point that I'm making? You listen to my Shenna Jones rounds. What's the point that I'm making? There's a point. There's always a point, bro. What do you want me to say, bro? What do you really want
nigga,
me
we
to
just
say?
Want you to act like we just want niggas think you don't give a fuck, man. I'm just being real with you, my brother.
It's looking like that, right? It's really looking like that, right?
You laughing, this nigga, boy. You Brooklyn niggas, man. Some grimy ass niggas, man. Swear to God, man.
Oh, man.
Math, truthfully speaking, though. Be honest. Math, this is me and you talking. We bros. Do you give a fuck about battle rap still?
I think there's a part of me that still cares. You think what I'm saying? Like, I don't ever want to get up on stage and seem like I'm unprepared or whatever, I think I'm free run. I'm not like that. But at the same same time, there's certain things I just can't disclose, man. And once I say something on stage, people won't respect it. What I'm going to do, I'm not arguing for this no more. It is what it is. Everybody has their opinion. Everybody gets to voice their opinion. This is my opinion.
Let me ask you a question about this. Let me be honest with you. Do you think a league, or other league, or URL, or King of the other
leagues
URL,
already
URL
hit
like
me up, bro? I turned them down. Two leagues already hit me up, and I turned them down.
Was it URL?
Said, you know what? I'm not taking no battles. I don't want it.
Was it URL?
I don't want it. I'm not gonna say it's you. I'm not gonna say what leagues. I'm gonna just say I turned them down.
Right.
You know,
let me ask you a question though. All right, cool. But do you think that your performance warranted? Man, we're talking about money here, my nigga. Like, you're playing with your money, in my opinion. Like, to me, you get more money granted to you if you dust your off or make it a debatable, dope battle.
I dig it. I hear what you're saying, man. But
my nigga, you got gyms out here. You got gyms saying, yo, I don't want to battle Mass, man. He ain't even worth me battling. Like, my nigga, that shit, like, I can't believe. No, but Mass, the point. No, I'm not saying that, Mass. The point I'm making is you got niggas that might not be on your level. No shade to gyms. I fuck with gyms heavy. But for niggas like, for niggas to say they don't want to battle you, like, they, like, you beneath them, my nigga, I take offense to that.
For one, I could give two fucks about that, because them niggas can battle from now to fucking the next 10 years. And never touch or come close to what I've done in battle rap. So, who cares? Who the fuck knows these niggas?
But, man, if we can't go off of who knows these niggas, we're just talking about battle rap. We're just talking about battle rap, my nigga, and people are saying, like, all right.
So I get up on the stage, I call this nigga a faggot for 3 rounds, and that don't hit. What you want me to do? That's the material I showed up with.
Nah, man. You were stumbling over words too, my nigga. You were stumbling over your words too, man.
I'm keeping it. Come on, son.
What's up, man?
Where you at, my nigga?
Come on, son. You got niggas out here talking about you owe ARP a free battle, my nigga. Dead ass.
Who the fuck said that?
I seen a blog, and the nigga said that you should get ARP a free battle.
Oh, tell whoever that is to suck my dick.
I'm not going to disclose that person's name, but, you know,
right.
It is what it is.
Tell whoever it is to suck my dick. I don't care.
But, Matthew, come on. We can't just, I mean, come on. That's just going to cut it, though, fam. People fuck with you. I think you got to understand. You got haters. Of course, everybody got haters. But then you got people who genuinely fuck with the Math House of brand. And my nigga, it seems like a lot of...
And they follow me in any direction that I go. Those are the people that watch the Brooklyn Way religiously. Those are the people who
watch... I watch the Brooklyn Way too, but
those
my nigga...
The people who,
when I talk...
Who own ACMD3. Those are the people I give a fuck about. When I show up and I spit some shit... And I see niggas is dead. Fuck them. Fuck them, bro.
What? All right, Math, man.
I mean, what you,
I just hate.
So honestly, bro, what do you want me to say about this shit, man? At this point, what do you want me to say?
I don't know if it's what you to say. I think honestly speaking, to the people that fuck with you, that's why I was going to listen to this. And they're going to be like,
for the people that fuck with me, just stay tuned, man. There's always something coming.
But, Math,
you know what I mean?
No disrespect. Nigga. Go ahead.
Yeah.
No, you go. I want you to go.
For the people that fuck with me, I understand that sometimes the things I do may be interpreted as me not caring. It's not even close to that. But sometimes I feel like AI. You know what I mean? When niggas brought up the practice shit, I feel exactly the same as that nigga. Exactly the same. And just give it a little time, and everything will be explained.
So what you mean give a little time, my nigga? Come on, man. Give one a little
give
time.
A little
my
time,
nigga, you were supposed
everything
to,
be
fam, you were supposed to go in there and give show off that work. That work.
Yo,
like,
my nigga.
For real.
What is this shit based on now, bro? What is it based on?
For me, bars. I just want to hit dope bars.
This shit is crazy to me now. How she gets interpreted.
I don't know, man. The battle was cringeworthy, my nigga. That's what people are using the words cringeworthy with a battle. A cringeworthy
sometimes,
should not be next
it's
to your
like
name.
That. Sometimes it's like that. Like, we saw Rum Nitty versus Tay Rock. Everybody expected that shit to be a crazy battle. It was kind of a... I ain't gonna say it was a snooze fest because niggas was saying something, but I think sometimes the crowd has a definite effect or a negative effect on some of these battles.
Man, what about people that say, yo, I can't even quote a math off a bar that was real extra, extra hard in this battle? This
I don't
is what
know
people
those
are
niggas.
Saying.
I do know niggas who said, yo, you had the hardest bar to battle. You suck so much dick, you grew your beard to hide the stretch marks. Niggas said they love that bar.
I like that. I like
that.
I like it. I just was too much Bucky Man talk for me, my nigga. It was just too much.
It was too much for you. What do you want me to say? It was too much for you. At the end of the day, it's an angle, right? Now, how many people watch a Mad Papa battle who don't like me and say it's too much bully talk? It's too
but nigga, it was already a bully battle.
Or
my nigga, you didn't really go bully.
How many niggas say that?
Yes, man. A lot of people say that. But hear this though, brother. A lot of people say that, man. But this battle was promoted as a bully battle, not Chichi Man battle. Yo, you fucking boxing
bully battle. I didn't name it
that. But you know what it is, Matt. You sign your name to the dotted line knowing this is what I'm signing up for.
Yeah,
I'm getting paid to have a bully battle.
Fucking contract.
But, Matt, you know. All right.
You know what? I understand you, bro. I definitely understand you. It seems like. I've been
son,
like
you don't understand, my nigga. You know not math. You understand. When niggas hit math.
Right?
Hold on, math.
Hold on, is that what you're saying? Like, I go in there with lower level competition and I do my thing. But then when I get somebody who might have a following or might have, you know, a position in a certain league, it seems like I'm not giving a fuck.
Pretty much, my
right?
nigga. Pretty much. Like, my nigga, don't get me wrong. Whoever they throw in front of you, you should be doing your thing. I don't give a fuck if it's A, B, C, D, E, F, G, nigga, you balance. If it's Diana Lake or Luciana Crack, fine. But see, that's the thing. We live in a battle rap community like, all right, Math, that's cool. You got those niggas. But my nigga, okay, you're battling. Once again, Math, show off who's a face of RBE. Why would you not want to go in there and punch him in the mouth a couple times? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think you thought right in three rounds of what you write, like, my nigga, I'm going to really come at this nigga like that. And then, like, niggas are saying you look angry in a blog. I watch other niggas' blogs who at the event. They saying you look angry at the event. You don't look like you into it no more. And then we watch the battle. You had your back turned to the nigga. Then you look like you want to fight the nigga. Like, come on, you a veteran. Like, niggas don't even want to see you in that light. You know what I'm saying, man? That's what I'm saying. Niggas hitting me up saying, yo, Drake,
bully battle. So what is the fucking bullying about? Everybody on that
bully
card
bars,
showed up to rap. Hold on. Everybody on that card showed up to rap. But my shit was labeled the bully battle, right?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, it worked. Yes.
Not Big Cannon and Craig Lamar. Not none of the other shits was labeled the bully battle. My shit was labeled the bully battle. Why?
Why? Because you got two Brooklyn niggas and the persona that you have, Math, whether you like it or not, my nigga, some of it is your doing, some of it is not your doing.
The persona
right.
that I have, right?
The persona that's been, the stigma that's next to your name, Math. It is what it is, my G.
It is what it is. So why, niggas? I don't get it. Y'all talking about rap or y'all talking about bullying the nigga? Which one?
Math, we talking about rap, Math. You know what it is. We talking about bully bars. We ain't talking about niggas out of square up. Or fuck you, nigga. Shut the fuck up when I'm rhyming.
We ain't talking about that, my nigga. We talking about bully bars, my G.
Hey, man, we had a conversation before I agreed to do this interview. So,
right.
I understand you're trying. You might be speaking for certain people, but it is what it is, bro.
Man, I'm speaking for certain people. I'm speaking for certain people that fuck with you. I'm speaking for people that hit me on the low, like, yo, I told you math was gonna lose, nigga. What the fuck are you talking about? I should have bet. You should have. Like, this nigga saying certain things, my nigga. Like, and you know what it is? I think you're a good dude. I just don't like seeing niggas that's veterans that's been in this game for a long time, and niggas is like, yo, niggas' game don't even look the same no more. His jumper's off. Or niggas letting him pass. He can't even dribble no more. He letting niggas just pass by him and shit and not blocking his shot. And I don't like them conversation with certain niggas. Like, I still hold my veterans to a high esteem, my nigga. I just interviewed Averb, who's retiring, he's saying, and I don't even like hearing them kind of conversations, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? Niggas
just
talking about...
what it is. At some point, niggas got to graduate, son. Niggas
facts.
Gotta graduate.
Facts.
What's the end goal to all this shit? Being the best
to graduate.
Let me tell you something. Niggas love you till they hate you. Niggas love you till they hate you. Pretty much everything. So, ain't no getting around it. Ain't nobody been spared. Throughout the years, nobody's been spared. So maybe it is time for niggas to graduate. Maybe it is time for niggas to open other doors or other avenues for the younger generation. Maybe it's time for me to do something so that a nigga like Show Off or a nigga like Jims or the rest of these niggas can actually find a way to move on from this shit. You dig what I'm saying?
Right. Is your that goes back to my initial question, Matt. Is your heart still in it? That goes back to my initial question.
I can say my heart was not 100% into this battle. I'll be honest with you. My heart was not 100% into this battle. And it showed. But I'm not going to make any excuses for it. It is what it is. I showed up to do what I was supposed to do. He showed up to do what he was supposed to do. Same thing. Do you have it? Like I said, sometimes.
Okay, man.
Sometimes shit don't work out the way people think it's gonna work out. Like I said, we done seen some magic and we thought it was gonna be the greatest shit in the world and then it didn't turn out to be.
You're breaking up, Matthew, breaking up. I want people to hear this. You're breaking up a little bit.
I said sometimes you expect a matchup to be a certain way and it don't turn out like that. I think a lot of people had a certain expectation on the shit.
Of course. Brooklyn niggas. Two Brooklyn niggas, two, you know what I'm saying? Like, Math Alpha battling again and shit. You know what I mean? Yeah, like I said, you battle other niggas, but the last battle that a lot of people's going to stick in their brain was the T-Top battle. So a lot of fans are like, all right, Math, you had your seed. We want to see what you're going to do with Show Off now. Like, we knew you was going to go the angle of his baby mom saying what she said. I just think people thought you OD'd with it. It's just like when Briz battled Averb, and all he did was talk about Prince Perm for majority of the battles. Like, all right, Briz, like,
yeah,
come on, my nigga.
But here's the difference in that. Verb don't got a perm no more.
Right, but that's allegedly talk, though,
no
my
more,
nigga.
So I understand that. I can understand people feeling that way about that. You know what I'm saying? But I don't see that what I was saying wasn't relevant. I thought it was very relevant. If people didn't agree with that, then cool.
Are you gonna battle? Are you battling again?
I'm taking a break from battle rap, bro. I'm taking a break.
When you say a break, what's a break?
A break.
How long is that break?
Yes, sir.
I gotta press you on this now.
Just until I feel like, you know, it's something that I'm gonna put my whole heart into, because I really don't like getting into these situations and feeling like, you know, people are feeling like I'm not putting my whole heart into it. You know what I'm saying?
You're not retiring on niggas, are you?
I mean, we'll see what happens. I've heard a lot of niggas
Math.
Talk about retirement. Look, I'm not going to be like other niggas and be like, yo, I'm retiring, and all of a sudden you hear them on another card. Then they on another card. Then they on another card. I'm not going to do that. When I make that announcement, it's a wrap.
Have you thought about it? Has it crossed your mind?
I've definitely thought about it. I've been exploring other possibilities or ways to express myself for a long time. But I haven't given it my all because, I'll be honest, I was caught up with the bag. I've gotten to a space where, you know, my creative self is suffering, staying in a box where I can only talk a certain way. And if I talk outside of that way, I lose around. So I do some people don't feel like I put my heart into this or that. I don't want to keep doing that. So all I can say is stay tuned.
Map, I got to ask you this. What's one of the things you missed from when you guys first got into this? Like, what's some biggest thing that you wish was still there? Even just
equality.
Like a feeling.
Equality.
Okay.
And excitement. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We were doing something new. It was growing.
Yeah.
Now there's just so many battle rappers out here. And everybody had their own style back in the day. Now it's like,
yeah,
except it for niggas to sound like everybody else sound. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of corny. I miss that. I miss expression also. There were times where you could, like around our spit against T-Rex, the first joint, the first headline. That third round didn't have a lot of bars in it. It was more reality. And it seemed like people don't respect reality. Like they don't respect what's real. They like, oh, you went overboard with that. But if it's fucking real, what do you want me to do? If I'm arguing with somebody in the crib, I'm going to argue about shit that is actually going on. I'm not just going to make up some shit in my mind. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just feel like sometimes I feel like a grown man on stage with kids.
I want to ask you this, Map. I got to ask you this. In 5 years, where do you see battle rap?
5 years, do I see battle rap?
Where do you see
it? The way it's going now?
Wow. Damn.
I see it dead. I think eventually people are going to figure out if you don't move on to something else, it's not something that's going to keep going. You know what I mean? I mean,
yeah.
I got to ask that question. How do y'all feel? Do y'all feel the same way?
No.
No. You see it continuing to thrive. Because I'll tell you right now, if you check the numbers, it's not thriving the way.
Yeah.
Well, what I've noticed, Math, is that URL is going hard with this Born Legacy series, and I'm noticing they're bringing back a lot of cats they have on the roster. Yeah, smaller events, and they're trying to mix
that,
in the gnomes
what
in between
does that
gnomes.
Mean? Do the smaller events mean growth, or do they mean what does it mean?
I think the smaller events. Well, let's be real. Some small room battles are me having the most best battles, though, my nigga, to be honest. In my opinion. A lot of the best battles been in small rooms.
But
you
do you
mean?
Think for 5 years it would bring? For 5 years, that could... I think something needs to drastically change in battle rap for it to stay alive for another 5 years. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
So you basically agree with my point?
Yeah, I think... I mean, it's hard for me to see it. Nah, it's hard for me to see it because in 5 years, I mean, I just don't see you, without all these other vets, without Verb, without Hollow, without Surf, without, you know, all the guys that even just brought it, you know, made this work and brought it. I can't see it being relevant, especially to the fans that have been here for forever. like Dre and I. You know, I'm not trying to watch all these dudes do it now. You know, I mean, as honest as to be totally honest, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know what's going to happen after that. I just think something needs to drastically change in battle rap to keep it actually alive and going for 5 years.
I agree.
I don't know. I don't know what. I just don't know what that is. I don't know if anybody knows what it is. Matt, do you see kind of behind the scenes? Do you see these leagues like low key losing interest too, in like in their own league at all? Do you see that happen?
I see certain people not being as involved because, again, everybody's looking outside of it. You dig what I'm saying? All the people that were here in the beginning are looking outside of it. Now, shout out to all the smaller leagues that's growing and cultivating their talent. You know what I mean? Making sure that motherfuckers got something to watch. But for the rest of you know, the leagues that have been around, yeah, I don't see it. I honestly don't see it. But you know what? I could be wrong because I can't even say that I pay too much attention to it anymore. It'd be battles that people be talking about that I haven't watched yet.
Mm-hmm. But do you think that's another reason, though? Like, if it was thriving and booming, then you would be more inclined to watch, right? So that's just proof that it's probably not prospering right now, that battle rap isn't just prospering right now, because even you're not so inclined to go check all this shit out.
You know what it is? I think that I can't blame one particular thing, but I think there are just too many voices and too many opinions, too many people with an opinion.
Matt, straight up,
I don't think it got
big.
I can't say that it got too big because if it did, you would still have a lot of the stars that kind of built it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it didn't. Everybody's looking outside. Everybody's looking outside.
Yeah.
And I don't mean to sound pessimistic or anything like that, because I really do hope that it continues to grow or it takes a turn. But point, it's just so oversaturated that I don't think some of these fans know what's hot and what's not.
Mm-hmm. Did you see it as a good idea for, you know, we bring it back to Smack and URL. Did you see it as a good idea to do the BET thing? Or were you personally, like, a little hesitant behind the scenes, like, yo, you know, I don't know if we're ready for that yet, like, blah, blah, blah? Or did you think that was a good idea to do, you know, the whole UFF?
The UFF?
Yeah.
I think when you find something like you know, you get on television or whatever, I'm not hating on the talent that came out of it, but I just feel like a lot of the stars should have been involved. I think they tried to do with Total Slaughter is what USF should have been.
Yeah, I agree.
You know what I mean? And I think a lot of us would have took it more serious, because a lot of us doing the Total Slaughter shit, we were caught off guard because for a while, we didn't know if it was real or not.
Yeah. I hear you.
You know what I mean? It was only till like a week before that motherfuckers was like, yo, this shit is really happening.
Yeah.
And then at the same time, you know, we wanted M to be involved. We wanted certain involvement. And I think that Smack would have definitely filled that void. If USF was like, okay,
guys,
all right, y'all niggas help me build this brand and get it to where I can get a check from BET, let me put y'all on the stage.
Yeah. Did you guys feel a certain way in that house, though? Even during Total Slaughter, you're like, yo, what the fuck are we doing, yo? This is like a reality show. Like, what are we doing? Did you guys ever feel kind of like, yo, like, should we be supporting this?
Nah, we were having fun. We were having fun.
Okay.
And you could tell we had too much fun. When you see eight motherfuckers choke on the first day, like, we were having way too much fun, bro. We were having way too much fun. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't think that they put too much thought into niggas' concentration. You know what I mean? When you got chicks showing up, you got liquor on deck all night and all that shit. Like, they were definitely not thinking about niggas' concentration. They might have been thinking about what kind of controversy could start in the household.
Yeah. Which, I got to ask you this, because we thought a different shit. When you first heard, yo, M wants to get involved with Battle Rap, you know, before you heard about the whole Total Slaughter thing, were you like, yo, it's about to be on? Like, this is it.
No. I had to see it to believe it. I had to see it to believe it, because nobody, you know what I mean? We've been hearing things for years. For years we've been hearing things. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we actually had to, like, you know, certain people had to get the plane ticket to be like, oh, shit is happening. Certain people had to get the first check, like, oh, this shit is really going down. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or,
yeah.
Man. I just think that when they did Total Slaughter, they didn't understand how battle rap worked.
Yeah.
They thought we was just niggas just sit around. Was it
Mook behind this shit, though? Was he helping
the
niggas out?
He didn't give nobody a heads up. He might have gave T-Rex the heads up, but he didn't give everybody a heads up. Niggas didn't know. Niggas really didn't know. I remember Bird being on the phone like, yo, I think this shit really about to happen.
So man,
you know what I'm saying?
Where you at? Where you at right now with URL, Smack, Beasley, Chico, North? What's your relationship with them?
Yo, I love those guys. I wish them the best.
How come that didn't sound very sincere? Sincere, man.
Hey, there's nothing else I could really say about it. I love them. I wish them the best. You know what I mean?
Are you being honest, man, or are you bullshitting me? I know you, nigga.
I'm not bullshitting. I honestly wish
All right. Are y'all good?
Why do you think I'm angry at niggas? I'm not.
I don't think you're angry at niggas. I don't think you're angry at niggas, but
I don't got the capacity, bro. There's too many other fuck niggas out here for me to be concentrating on some other shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I wish.
What do you think about
Aver? Wish him the best, because at the same time, I wouldn't be a name, or I wouldn't be able to get paid off of just being somewhere without being involved with those guys. You dig what I'm saying? So,
right.
I respect them. I can't say I agree with every business decision that they make, but I respect them.
What do you think about Averb retiring?
I think that, like I said, for all the vets, it's coming to a point where you got to figure out what your next move is. You know what I mean? Shout out to Arsenal. He got the UW League. He's getting the matchups that everybody wants to see. You know what I mean? He's putting them out there. I'm mad love for that. You know what I mean? Averb, he had a single popping for a couple of months. I think that, you know, everybody's looking to see the next level, because it's gotten to a point where it's so saturated. It's so, I guess, niggas have promoted new talent like they're actual replacements for niggas who made this shit into an actual culture.
It's about it. This shit's become the music industry, what it's always said that it wouldn't be.
I can't say it's become the music industry, because even a one-hit wonder has some sort of success where he can sustain himself. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but I'm saying, in that sense, you're right, but I'm saying more so like just so heavily oversaturated and looking for the next big thing type shit.
But there is no room. There's no real room for a next big thing. And whoever that next big thing is, he's probably going to get involved and be like, oh, shit, this shit is not what I thought it was.
Yeah.
So
I hate sounding like that. I hate sounding like that. I really hope the niggas figure out a way to make this shit bigger. But when you
is it
the people
harder to make it bigger, though, man?
Say it again.
Is how do you make it bigger though? Just out of curiosity, I just want to get your opinion on that. Like, how do you make it bigger, the culture?
I'm not in the business of giving niggas consultation.
Consultancy?
I need to get paid. You know what I mean? I did that too many years, bro. And saw nothing from it, so I'm not doing that. I'm not doing that. You know what I mean? Let them figure it out.
That's crazy. It's crazy where it's at right now.
I am looking forward to T-Rex versus K-Sean, though. I am looking forward to that.
That's going to be a goodie right there. That's going to be a goodie.
Yeah.
Who you got?
In that situation, I don't know.
Yeah.
It's up in the air, bro. It's up in the air.
I can never
doubt Rex. I can never count him out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No matter what's going on, I can never count him out. And Sean,
yeah.
I believe in Sean 100%. I believe in that kid. You know what I mean? But again, like, you never know. When it comes to these personal situations, you don't know who the crowd is going to side with. You don't know who's going to say what people thought they wasn't going to say.
Yeah. I guess we'll see. Especially, like, you know, who's going to say what as far as...
But, hold on. Can I say something real quick? I don't even think that battle's going to live up to the hype.
Why not?
For many reasons. Let me tell you why. When you have niggas that...
If it doesn't, it's over.
Really?
If it doesn't,
really?
It's over. It's over. That's the biggest matchup right now.
Right, facts. I totally agree with that. But is it going to live up to the hype? Because here's the thing. Hitman and Verb lived up to the hype. Shook and Surf did not live up to the hype. I'm worried about a few things tomorrow, Math.
In a way, it did.
Who? What y'all editing, bro? You're saying this is a
in a way it did, man.
Demented way,
man. That was a funny ass battle, bro. I don't know what. Yeah, look, man. I don't know, man. I maybe got a different taste. My taste is different
Math
nowadays.
Do you remember it as far as, like, what the fuck happened during the battle? Like, no one's going to forget.
Nah, son. I'm not – Surf is my guy and Sugar is my guy. Fuck with them niggas. Heavy.
No, I feel
you. I'm not watching
that
battle.
No, I agree with you. I'm not watching that shit either. But we all know what happened.
Now,
as far as, like,
right.
It lives in infamy, like, you know, what the fuck happened.
Here's my concern, fellas, is – Shine going to be able to control his emotions because you know how emotional this nigga is. Like, and I'm worried about the entourages of NWX and other niggas behind there. And Rex got his goons. It's always the entourage. We fucking shit up in battles. I'm also worried about Rex, last time I seen this nigga on Queen's Flip podcast, I don't know if this nigga was on 10 Mollies or what the fuck was going on with this nigga. He just looked like he's out of sorts. And I really believe K-Shine is going to come in there, fellas, and not play with Rex for real.
All right, let me say this. I'm going to piggyback off what Dre said. Does anybody worry the fact that K-Shine is battling B-Magic prior to battling Rex?
No, because he's not going to take that shit serious. No, I'm being honest. He's not going to take Magic serious, my nigga. He's going to go through the motions. He's worried about Rex. That's all in his fucking mind right now is Rex. 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 It ain't Magic. No disrespect to your man Magic, but it ain't Magic.
Okay.
What do you think, Math?
I think niggas been thinking about this shit for so long that it's got to be like that. You know what I mean? There's only certain matchups that you feel like you gotta do your thing, especially for veterans. Veterans like K-Sean, veterans like Rex. The B-Magic battle, I don't know. Who knows? Magic might take that. You know what I'm saying? Just because K-Sean.
And Sean won't care.
You know,
and I don't even think Sean's gonna give a
honestly,
fuck if Magic
beat him. Honestly, yeah. Not even taking nothing away from him, but he might not give a fuck about that battle. You dig what I'm saying? But
it's fucked up to say.
For a matchup like that, it is fucked up to say, but you gotta understand a lot of these battle rappers is dealing with, dealing with being famous and not being where they need to be.
Mm.
Now, hold on.
So
Timbo, Matt, let me ask you a question.
More to excite niggas, especially when you've been in this shit for years.
Mm.
Been in this shit for years. It takes a lot more to excite you. It's like a nigga coming from fucking Iraq, being in the midst of shit, a fucking five-star Marine or some shit like that, and then he's going back to regular life. You know what I mean?
Let me ask y'all a question around the table, though. Let's make a case for Rex now. Do you think Rex is going into the battle like, I know the battle rap community ain't really been too happy what I'm doing, but I refuse to let little bro, who I brought in this motherfucking game, who the nigga was screaming, get that nigga Rex, and let this nigga beat me? Oh, no.
I believe he's coming into it like that. I believe that.
What you think, Tim?
I believe that.
I mean, I got to say the same thing. I completely agree. I don't know, man. I don't know. I got to rethink this battle, bro. I kind of feel, too, that it's not going to live up, but I got to think about it, bro. I got to think about it.
Nah, dude, please don't put that just enjoy it, man. Let's see what it's going to be.
And Matt, that's the toughest part, bro. The toughest part is not to put the expectation, because every time we do, when we get let down, bro, this shit, it stings. You know what I mean? Because then it's like, yo, battle rap just can't be what it used to be, yo. When these cards were stacked and then, you know, classics happened. You know, you didn't go in there with high-ass expectations and shit. We compare everything to everything now. That's the thing.
Right. Right, because we've gotten certain classics. You know what I mean? And the level, the bar is set so high. And I don't even think we have the same attention or the same fans that are going to allow that situation to be what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Mm. So Matt, before we wrap up here right now, we're about to wrap up here, let me ask you a final question here. So you're saying, are you going to battle in 2017 at all?
Like I said to the two leagues that I turned down, I said, well, I'm not taking any battles unless it's with somebody that I'm excited to battle. Otherwise, nah, I'm not doing that. Because it kind of shows when you don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
What name would it have to be, though, if it had to be a name?
I'm not putting them names out there. I did that in the past, and I never got them.
But just throw it out there, man. Come on, man.
Y'all tell me what names. I'm going to say this. I think that for battle rap to really thrive and be something that we can see going on for the next 10 years, the battle rappers who have made it to legendary status have to graduate. And if they graduate, they have success in another field, and then they come back. That's what's going to help this shit to grow.
Are you saying you're leaving? You got to see somebody have some
real success off this shit.
Are you saying you're leaving like Mike and come back in the 4-5 as you're doing? You trying to come back in the 4-5?
I might come back with the 4-5. I can't say I'm leaving like Mike. I mean,
no,
I can't.
No, Matt, you might
against
with
the battle rappers that I feel like have had the same status as me. You've always seen me come with a 100 or a nigga that's even remotely close to me. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
You see me come with a 100. For the niggas that...
Well, Math, yeah. We got 2 minutes here. Math, I appreciate you. Listen, with this block talk about the finish here, Math. We appreciate you rocking with us, my nigga. At least you took your time. You know what I mean? I had to ask the sub question, my nigga. I had to find out what the fuck is going on.
We have conversations outside of the shit. You know what I mean? I'll fuck you too. Mm-hmm.
You already, man. Appreciate you, man.
All right.
Salute, brother.
Yeah.
All right, man. Shout out, Matt.
Whew.
Oh, man. Yes, that motherfucking radio. Classic interview. The shit is getting chopped and dropped.
Please.
Tonight,
I feel like going on social media. Say, yo, wait
tonight,
till you motherfuckers hear this Matt hop this shit.
My bro Dre and the fans have my word. It's coming out tonight. I'm going to start chopping in a little bit, but it will be out tonight.
Can I tweet it out?
It's going to be out. You can tweet. Yes, you can tweet it out. It's coming out tonight.
Woo!
Let's go, man. Oh. PSA motherfucking radio.
We'll be back. My bro Dre, Three Letterman, take us out.
Man, you already know what it is, man. We got some shit in the chamber. We still got that fucking recap with Verb and Thesaurus. I told Thesaurus to throw it out. Shout out to Thesaurus, too. Me and Thesaurus chopped it up like real, man. Shout out to Thesaurus real quick. Got the Sharon and Rock and Math Alpha, man. You know what I'm saying? While you niggas out there beefing in battle rap media and all that other crazy shit, we just dropping segments and doing what we do, man. You already know. Shout out to my bro Timbo. Love you, my nigga. You already, man. Peace.